This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Alan Ellis here, the Outdoors and Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And when I say we, I mean you included in that. That's right. We're here to talk. I'm not here to listen to me talk. We're here to have a chat, a conversation, a discourse, so to speak. You and I, in this together, we'd like to hear from you about fishing, crabbing, hunting, the outdoors, wildlife questions, you name it. Oh, by the way, if you would like to win a Marilyn Loves Crabs T-shirt, we need to get your recipe this weekend. And you can send that to Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. Recipe, story, whatever it might be about crabbing. The more the merrier. Any photos, that type of thing. We're more than glad to publish them in the upcoming Marilyn Loves Crabs magazine. We are sure you will be impressed with it once it's either online or in your hot little hands. And we'll make sure that we publish your name and your recipe in the magazine if you get it to us. And the winning recipe will get a Marilyn Loves Crabs T-shirt from me, little old me. Yeah, I'm actually giving stuff away. What do you think of that? So get those recipes. Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. Going to press this week with the Marilyn Loves Crabs magazine. Very, very happy with the way it all turned out. It took a little longer than we thought it was going to, but we're going to be out there in good stead here probably before the 4th of July. Well, I know we'll be out before the 4th of July because I've got my printing schedule, and we'll have thousands and thousands and thousands of them out there at hopefully at your local crab hangout. We've been everywhere. We've been to Ocean City. We've been to Chrisfield. We've been to Uppers Island. We've been to Cambridge. We've been to St. Michael's. We've been to Easton. We've been all around the eastern shore. We've been to Kent Island. We've been to Chestertown. We've been to Cecil County. We've been to Harford County. We've been in Baltimore area. We've been in Anne Arundel County. We've been in southern Maryland, all the way down to St. Mary's County. We've been as far west as Frederick. And a lot of great crab we've been to D.C., Washington, D.C., a lot of great crab places and a lot of great people. It was a lot of fun meeting a lot of new people all over the state. You know, I know most of the people in this area when it comes to the outdoors. I know a lot of meat processors, and I know a lot of taxidermists, and a lot of sporting goods stores. And we got to meet some new folks. I mean, we've maintained some old folks like Bud, you know, down at Fish Bones. He's advertising with us in the Crab Magazine. And we got some other folks that are well-known. They're promoting their crabbing stuff. And Bayline X of Glen Burnie's in there, and Clyde Sports Shop is in there. And, you know, and we met some new folks. And we're really, really, really tickled with the way the magazine's coming out. So we just sent the ad for Linex to our buddy Bobby down at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie for his approval. Kind of a cute ad, so we came up with. So we're all tickled with everything the way it's going on. And big shout out to my creative director Donna Fisher. She's the creative director for Marilyn Loves Crabs and the Marilyn Hunting Quarterly, and she puts in a lot of hours. I think she had to create nearly 70 new ads for the plus the ones that came in, you know, camera ready for the Crabbing Magazine. And I know, I guess she's probably done over 200 for the Marilyn Hunting Quarterly. So she's extremely talented lady, and she does an extremely good job. She's very accurate and very very creative. So kudos to Donna. So there you go. Any questions you might have online, you can, again, you can do them at ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. And we'd love to hear from you on email, or particularly now, help me make the show a success by calling us on the phone, 410-922-6680. 1-800-922-6680 is our phone number. And we welcome your phone call. Indeed. Let's see. Well, let's see here. I got some information maybe we can find online for you here. I'm trying to type in the website if I have the right one. That's not it. So there it is. Let's see. Yeah, that's what I meant. Okay, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. There's a pig roast coming up on July 21st, a big pig roast. And this is a fundraiser. It is for the Quality Deer Management Association here in Maryland, and it's going to take place at the VFW Post 467, and that's in Westminster on Pool Road, and their pig roast is on July 21st. It's $30, and it provides the youth outreach and the research projects, barbecue, sides, and beer. It's 4 p.m. till 9 p.m., and QDMA can certainly use your support. So that would be a good place to go here coming up in July. And so we thought we would toss that out there to you as well. So, Vince in Chestertown. Good morning, Vince. How are you?
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Not bad.
What's up?
Well, I just read this morning, getting ready for work, in my fishing club mag. Or newsletter.
Yes.
That they found that the, I forget the name of the organization, they were pleased with the number of rockfish up and down the coast.
Uh-huh.
Now, does that mean that they're not going to do anything with the menhaden situation? Because that was a big source of food for the rock. And they thought that was creating some issues. What kind of ripple effect is this going to have?
The catch reduction for menhaden is set to take effect in 2013.
Right. But now they're coming out and they're saying, well, they're really pleased with the amount of rockfish that are up and down the coast.
Well, you might be putting two and two together and making, you know, three, because I don't know the answer to that question, how one affects the other. I can certainly try to find out.
Yeah, I'm sorry it escapes me. I read it.
Well, the Atlantic States, listen, the Atlantic States Marine Fishery Commission voted overwhelmingly to reduce the amount of menhaden that can be caught by 25%.
Okay.
And that means that an average of 60,000 metric tons of more fish, quote, more fish in the water to help the population begin to rebuild. And that's John Crawford of the Pew Environmental Group's Northeast Fisheries Program. Okay, now, Omega Protein is the one out of Houston that has their factory in Virginia that catches 75 to 80% of the total menhaden population is caught by Omega Protein. Okay, so they're going to cut that. They're going to cut that catch to 25. Cut that by 25%.
Well, the one thing that scares me. All right, and then I'll bring another. Something else just came to mind in a little article they gave me was that they're going to use these numbers to say, "What? We're not depleting anything. The fishing stocks are fine. So why pick on us?"
Well. There are, you know, we had a stock assessment done last, I believe, last November, completed last November, And, you know, they are always, always, always have the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission always has their finger on the pulse of the population. How good those estimates are, I'm not sure. And you said it's a fishing organization that was pleased with the population.
Well, no, it was in my newsletter.
Okay, but who are the ones that are pleased with the population?
I can't think of the.
See, that could be the key. I mean, if it's the Charter Boat Association, that's one. If it's the Atlantic States Marine Fishery Commission, that's another.
I think it's Atlantic States
Marine Fishery Commission.
Right, that's what I think it was. Right, wasn't. And the other thing was, is that they were upset with the amount of illegal commercial fishing that has been done,
right?
And they were going to, they're talking about imposing a tagging system on the commercial fishing industry.
Yeah, they've been talking about that. That's right.
Right, and
yep.
Commercial industry fishing is crying foul government intervention.
Well, they always will. Of course, they will. You know, of course they will. I mean, look at the problems we have here in Maryland with the crabbing industry. The Department of Natural Resources regulates the gear. And the limit, however you want to conduct your industry, the business end of your industry, hands off of that. We can only give you the seasons. We can give you the quotas. We can give you the gear restrictions, and everything else is up to you. How you regulate your own industry is up to the crab industry. And there's infighting in the commercial industry here, or had been. I hope it's, you know, part of it's been rectified. A lot of these guys want more organization to it. I mentioned the Pew Research Foundation. Pew's part of the problem, not part of the solution, in my opinion. You've got the Environmental Defense Fund out there that's putting money into this. You've got the Blue Crab Design Team that is funded by a grant from EDF, the Environmental Defense Fund, and Barbara Mikulski's office, federal funding. So, you know, they're trying to come up with a workable management system within the crab industry, and the various watermen's groups are knocking heads together. Now, I understand that some of that head knocking has calmed down a little bit. But you imagine you're an independent waterman. You've come up and you've put the investment in your boat and you've put the investment in your gear, and you live by the regulations, and you know you live and die by the availability of blue crabs in the Chesapeake Bay. That's how you make your living. You are influenced by the demands of the market, good or bad, whether there's a lot of crabs and you know, the price is low and you can't get money for them. People aren't buying them because the economy sucks. You know, you are dependent on that. And then, you know, now you add another layer of government stuff to it. You add another layer of management stuff to it. And you want your, you know, you want to make your, all you want to do is catch crabs and sell and make a living. Now you got to comply with all this and that and this and that. I mean, I can understand why people get upset about it. And now we got from striped bass and menhaden into crabs, but you know, it's depend. I guess as a friend of mine says, it all depends on whose ox is being gored.
That's true.
You know.
That's true.
You know, I mean, you know, you got various fishing groups that want the rockfish to striped bass to only be a game fish. You know, only a game fish. Oh, we can't have this rape of the bay by these commercial watermen. Well, that's crap. You know,
can't have that.
Well, you know, they point to the illegal gill nets. That was an illegal act. You know, it was an illegal act.
They said it was 1.5 million pounds that was committed by 19
yep.
Commercial entities.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's why they were stepping in to talk about a tagging system and things like that.
You know what, though? They caught those guys, and they punished them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course,
so,
that needs to be readdressed, too. But
what,
they're supposed
what?
To have, I thought DNR was supposed to have hearings on the punishment phase in Annapolis. Was it last week or is it this week?
No, it was an open house. It was
okay.
It was an open house. The hearings are ongoing, and that's for recreational fishermen.
Okay.
That's for recreational fish. See, what's happened is that DNR has been given administrative power. And we just got that with the Poaching Prevention Act for hunters. We just got it this legislative session. The fisheries had it for, has had it since 2009, I believe, in that session. And what that means is you can't, when you go to court, if you're caught and you're fined, you can't just pay your citation as a guilty plea and walk away and don't even go to court. Every guilty plea is now reviewed. And if further administrative action is needed or suggested, like, you know, license suspension, could be 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, a year, that now is under the purview of the department. The courts and the department work together on the penalty phase of the violations for recreational and commercial. So, you know, the DNR might write a ticket. Let's say a guy gets caught jacklighting a deer. Okay, he's out at night. He's given a ticket. He's got his rifles confiscated. He didn't shoot anything, but they saw him shine the light and they investigated and they got a rifle in the car. So they arrest the guy. They take the rifle and they fine him for jacklighting. Fine's $500. Guy writes a check, sends a check $500 to the court. Doesn't even show up. Court says you're guilty. Fines $500, penalties paid, court costs are, you know, $150 or whatever they are, and you're free to go on your own recognizance. Guy walks away, doesn't even go to court. Now, that case is reviewed by the department, and if they say, you know, this guy had a poaching violation 3 years ago, and look here, here's another one 5 years ago. Maybe we need to take a look at suspending this guy's privileges, and maybe we need to hang on to his rifle rather than give it back. That's what the Administrative Act action is all about. And fisheries has that power now. Now wildlife has that power, too. So
yeah, I mean, he may get an impact if he's not going to get his boat back.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, so we don't know how far they're willing to go as far as, you know, keeping a guy from making his living by taking his boat or anything else. But if you remember back when the moratorium was on, it was whatever the container they found the fish in. If that happened to be your pickup truck, you know, they'd seize your pickup truck for a while.
Oh, yeah. I remember them days. Absolutely.
So, I mean, yeah, we need some teeth, but we don't have, again, here's, you know, and some people would disagree. There are probably some overzealous NRP officers, I would think. And maybe they do deserve a little criticism, but there are probably less NRP officers out there than we need. So we had to have this administrative authority to review these cases and almost kind of compliment the NRP on what they do as far as writing the tickets. I mean, they got to catch the guys and write the tickets, and then, you know, they're done pretty much, other than testifying in court of what they saw or what they did. The penalty phase is up to the courts and up to the services, the Wildlife Service and the Fishery Service.
All right. Hey, one more quick question.
Yes, sir.
Talking about your crabbing mag.
Yeah, man.
Guys are crying the blues about crabbing up this way. What gives?
Water quality.
Okay.
Water quality. Low dissolved oxygen in the water. Crabs are moving where the conditions are favorable. But I got a picture across the transom last night, actually on the cell phone, a guy holding up a crab with a tape measure out, and it's got 7 inches point to point. And he said they were all like that. So that was last night. And I'm going to guess, I know the guy lives on Ken Island. I don't know if he was fishing Ken Island or if he was, you know, if he was in Crab Alley, if he was in the Wye River or Miles. I don't know where he was. So.
All right. That's it. Well, listen, good talk to you, Alan.
Thanks, Vince. Always
nice
enjoy your call. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Talk about the fishing challenge. Well, that's what we were talking about, wasn't it? No, we were just talking about fishing, but now it's time for me to tell you about the Maryland Fishing Challenge. From now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. And you know what? Diamond Jim. Yep, Diamond Jim. He's a tagged rockfish. Yeah, you know, they went out and tagged a bunch of these rockfish a couple of weeks ago, and one of them is worth $10,000 if you catch them by the end of June, even more by the end of July, even more by the end of August. Well, Diamond Jim, he's swimming in the Chesapeake, and he's waiting to take your bait, your trolled lure, your live line, your bucktail, whatever. Diamond Jim has lots of imposters out there, too. They are worth $500 apiece. If you catch a rockfish with a bright green tag, call the number on the tag. You might just have captured a $10,000 or more prize. That's right. And if you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish and certify that catch as a citation, you're also in the Maryland Fishing Challenge. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, in the tidal rivers, in the Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast that qualify. You can win great prizes like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop, or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, even a vacation from the World Fishing Network. Stop by your local fishing citation center or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2012 Maryland Fishing Challenge featuring Diamond Jim, and this year honoring Maryland's own Lefty Cray. That's www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky?
This is the Wall Street Journal report. I'm Jim Blykamp. August 1st, a date to keep in mind. The Journal's Anna Matthews says that's when some consumers are due to start getting rebates if their insurance companies don't spend a certain amount of the premium dollars they take in on health care costs.
These things are going to be calculated by line of business, by insurer, and by state, so it'll vary very widely. But the Kaiser Family Foundation calculated that the average for people who had individual plans would be $127 per person.
You want to watch your mailbox.
You're supposed to get a letter or an email from your insurer before August 1st letting you know if you're getting one of these. So if you've moved or changed employers, you might want to do a little research in case you are due something and they weren't able to track you down.
But something else you want to keep in mind, the Supreme Court is reviewing the entire health overhaul law and could potentially strike it down later on this month, which likely would cut off that process before it starts. Jim Blykamp with the Wall Street Journal report.
Managing your own business takes a number of essential apps.
I think I have every one of them.
One is all you need.
Yeah, the contact managing one, the project tracking one, the work sharing one, and the client billing one.
No, just the all-in-one.
Which one?
Sage One, a simple web app that puts it all together for business.
That one.
The only one.
How do I get one?
Visit sagetoday.com for your 30-day free trial of Sage One.
Nice one.
That's sagetoday.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Ryan, technician with SafeLight Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With SafeLight, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster. Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight. We'll even handle the paperwork. It's easy. A quick call is all it takes, so choose SafeLight.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Let's go to Harvey in his car. Thanks for waiting, Harv. How you doing?
Good morning. I really enjoy your show. I listen to it every week, up with the birds, so I get to catch it. I used to be a deep sea, you know, go to Fort Myers and go out in the sea and fish. And this year, I'm edging towards retirement, and I really enjoy fishing. So I actually went over to Anglers on the way to Sandy Point, got some gear, and me and a buddy of mine, after the picnic, we were on the rocks just fishing, and it was just so enjoyable.
Isn't that fun?
It was great. We were catching these little croakers.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want, you know, you were talking to the gentleman probably about 5:30 about fishing experiences.
Yep.
It's just so relaxing and just so enjoyable.
It's not even about catching the fish all the time, is it? It's just being out there.
It's just being out there and relaxing and getting that little snag, and they start snagging at and biting, and it's like, you know, it's just so exciting.
Yep.
I want to ask you a question. With the license, do you have to have the fishing license on your person while you're fishing?
Yes.
You do have to have it.
Yep. In your possession, yep.
Okay, well, thanks again for a great show, okay?
Well, yeah, man, and I hope you're a frequent caller and tell us more about your fishing experiences. Now, did you say that was your first time fishing?
That was my first time fishing in the state of Maryland. Right now, I'm going to Eastern Shore. A friend of mine has a place off of Marina.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go, as soon as I get over there, I'm going to pull out my gear and go fishing.
Well, good.
And I'm going to go up to Liberty Dam. Can you fish anywhere at Liberty Dam?
Pretty much. Yeah, pretty much. From the bank, yes.
Oh, you can go from the bank.
Yeah. Yeah, as long as you have access. I mean, a lot of guys, well, there's a lot of trails around the woods, but I'd recommend going up there to between the bridges.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a light there. You turn right at the light, that takes you back to the two boat ramps. And there's a lot of access to that end of the lake around the boat ramps. There's nice places to fish there along the shore if you want. And then there's other places you can go back, you know, just get a map of the area and explore the reservoir. Yeah, I'll tell you another place to fish, too, is over in Nicodemus area, Nicodemus Bridge off Deer Park Road. There's actually a walkway there. You can park your car and walk down to the bridge there and fish right off the bridge if you like that kind of fishing.
What's that off of Nicodemus? Is that near the Humane Society?
Yeah, right there. Yeah, not that far.
Is it the Humane Society or before?
Depends on which way you go. If you come off 795 and head out Nicodemus Road, it's past the Humane Society. The Humane Society is on the left. You just keep going. You'll cross, I can't remember the name of that road. You'll cross a little road there and drop down the hill to the bridge, and you'll cross the bridge, and then you can park on the other side of the bridge and walk back to the bridge and fish right there. It's got a little gate protected area there. You can, a little like catwalk, you can walk on the bridge and fish if you want.
Thanks for
and another nice spot out there to fish is Piney Run Park out Liberty Road. Go out to
where?
White Piney Run Park.
Oh yeah, I know where that's at.
Yeah, well, White Rock Road off of Liberty Road, and they've got some really nice shore access there. There's a nice weekends are tough because the kayakers will, you know, float over your line and not even think about it, you know. But that's, you know, people would just. Having their own type of fun. And
yeah, great. Thanks
yeah,
for the info.
All right.
I'm real excited.
Good, Harvey. I'm glad to hear it. Stay in touch with us, okay?
Okay. Well, I'll keep informed of my catches.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There goes Harvey. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Hey, you know a sunroom? Sunroom. Yes, a sunroom. Typically an extension of your home. You know, off to one side of the house or the other, or maybe a extended porch or a closed-in patio, something like that. That's where you can read or entertain your friends or family year-round in a relaxing, stress-free setting. The talented craftsmen at Sunrooms, Inc. can make your ideas come alive in a tailor-made, all-season sunroom that blends with your home and provides a climate-controlled room where you can enjoy nature even on the worst days. Now, I'm going to go off script here for a minute. As I watched these guys build this sunroom, there were the cutouts for the windows. They were setting a window. The thickness of the wall and the insulation in the wall, it was spectacular. And the insulation value is just tremendous. And it was very quiet in there. Even without that window, it was quiet. It was, you know, very, very kind of soundproof. I could just imagine sitting in there having dinner or watching TV or something like that in a very quiet environment off the side of your house, you know, Very nice. But I digress. Sunrooms, Inc. has years of experience and uses the most up-to-date, energy-efficient materials and windows. And you know what? I've personally visited a Sunrooms, Inc. job site and watched as they constructed a custom Energy Star-rated sunroom with a lifetime warranty for a homeowner in Anne Arundel County. Now, simply put, Sunrooms, Inc. has the best sunroom technology, the most sunroom options, custom sunroom installation, a lifetime warranty on all sunrooms, and certified installers. Sunrooms, Inc., as in incorporated, can visit you and give you an estimate anywhere in Maryland, Delaware, or Southern Pennsylvania. Visit the website, Sunrooms, Inc., INC.net, sunroomsinc.net, or call them toll-free, 800-401-3074, 800-401-3074 to learn more about your new sunroom. What's in your bed? Your truck bed? Odds are it's something in there that can, if you're a working man, it's something that can bang up the inside of the bed and scratch it and dent it. And, you know, down the road when you go to trade that vehicle in, it's probably not going to be worth as much as it would be if it had been protected by a spray-in bed liner from Bayline X at Glen Burnie, like mine. I'll tell you what, they ask you when you trade your vehicle in, does it have a bed liner? If the answer is yes, the trade-in value goes up. I particularly prefer Linex because it has a nationwide lifetime warranty. Protect your truck bed with a Linex protective spray-on bed liner from Bayline-X of Glen Burnie. Linex is the best available protective coating on the market, period. If you would like standard black, you can do that, or the Linex Extra. That's even nicer, has a nicer finish to it. Or you can get the Linex with the color-coated DuPont Kevlar to use your existing paint code on your vehicle and match your bed liner to your vehicle. All done right there in a short amount of time, dry when you leave, ready to go down the road in just a couple hours. It's a factory-finished looking coating, and it is very, very highly resistant to chemicals and acids and fuels, and it's dent resistant, and it won't cut, and it won't crack, peel, bubble, or blister. Linex brand bed liners are rated number one in customer satisfaction. And if you like that same type of protective coating, maybe on your deck or your forklifts or your tow truck or your lift gates or, underground tanks or containment, anything on the job site, farm, or business that needs protection from the elements or corrosion, the Linex mobile team can come to you and apply the proper industrial coating. Want to know more? Visit Bayline-X of Glen Burnie online at baylinex.com or stop by Bayline-X of Glen Burnie at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, Bay I, just off Beltway Exit 3A or Ritchie Highway. Don't be fooled by imitations. Give them a call, 410-789-0199. Ask for Bobby Hawkins. He'll probably answer the phone. Alex might, but probably Bobby. Mention the Outdoorsman Radio Show or Ellis Outdoors and learn how you can receive a $30 Bass Pro Shop gift card. That number again, write it down, 410-789-0199. Linex of Glen Burnie. Now more than just bedliners. Let's talk to Ron on the Eastern Shore. Good morning, Ron. How you doing?
Hey, good morning.
What's up?
I was wondering about snakehead fish.
What would you like to know about snakehead fish?
Well, two things. One, where in Maryland, outside of the Potomac, are they known to be? And a friend of mine said that the DNR has a bounty on them now, that we can get paid for catching them.
Well, not exactly.
All right, what's up?
Well, the snakehead fish is found in some of the rivers on the Eastern Shore. They've been found in the Nanticoke. And the Potomac and some other places in the Western Shore. But they do seem to be spreading slowly.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I would suggest that you check on the DNR website. Give me a second here, and I'll see if I can come up with something for you.
All right.
But they are there is a promotion that somewhere down the road they're going to draw some names or a name, and somebody's going to win a prize. But it's not like you can catch them and, you know, turn them in and get a you know, $10 bounty for turning in a tail or something like that.
Right.
Let's see. All right.
Would be nice, though.
Well, yeah, but, you know, that went out the window. I originated that bounty program when I worked at Bass Pro Shop in the state of Maryland and made nationwide headlines with it. And then there was a spawn, and the guys went out and were catching them with buckets and pitchforks and everything else, and they all wanted their reward, and we said no. And the program went away because of some people that were pretty much unscrupulous.
Well, if they wanted to try to eradicate them, I mean...
Well, yeah, but we weren't giving gift certificates away for 80 fish that were 3 inches long because they weren't caught on a rod and reel.
Oh.
See?
Gotcha.
All right, here it is. Let's see if I can... It's kill a snakehead to win. There is a $200 fishing tackle package, a Maryland State Park passport, and a Potomac River fishing license.
Nice.
Catch and kill a snakehead. It says to cut the isthmus. Do you know what the isthmus is?
The isthmus.
Yeah. Do you know what that is on any fish?
Actually, no, I don't.
You don't? Oh. All right, maybe we'll have to put
biology lesson.
Yeah, well, they ask you to photograph a fish with a ruler or other measuring device to show the fish size and email the photo with the information on where the fish was caught to fishingreports@dnr.state.md.us. And that's about the snakehead contest right there.
Okay.
All right. So there you go. Yeah, there's another. Let's see if there's more. All right. Well, that's pretty much it. If you catch a snakehead, they ask you to kill it, photograph it, and send a picture to DNR, and they put you in this little drawing, and you could win $200 gift card, or you could win a fishing license, or, you know, that type of thing. Okay?
Cool.
All right.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, good luck out there.
All right, man.
See ya.
See ya.
Snakeheads are getting pretty big now. Whoop. Snakeheads are getting pretty good size in the Potomac River. We're getting reports of, you know, 10, 12-pound fish and bigger. And guys are actually bow fishing for them and doing quite well, fishing at night with lights and made quite a sport out of it. So it seems to be the way to go. Let's see. Why don't we give Bud a call? I haven't called him for a couple weeks. Let's call Bud down at Fishbones. 410. Wait a minute. Try it again. 410-360-0573. And we'll see if Bud answers the phone to Fishbones. 4729 Mountain Road in Pasadena.
Fishbones.
Hey, Bud, it's Alan on the air.
Hey, Alan, how are you?
Great, Bud, how you doing?
I'm just fine, thanks.
What's going on?
Well, I tell you what, the crabbing has been phenomenal.
Yes, it has.
The Magothy in South has been just terrific. We got a real nice big large crab for this early in the year. This week they seem to be good and heavy and fat. Our high salinity makes them fill up and fatten up a little quicker than when you have low salinity. So that's been great for us this year.
Yep.
Fishing is good. Best for me seems to be Hackett's for chumming, Hackett's in the Hill for chumming. Padickery starting to show up with some fish.
Okay.
And we're here at some trolling.
You're talking about striped. You're talking about striped bass now, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Absolutely. Trolling in 30, 40 feet of water in front of West River. Small bucktails and small spoons.
Okay.
Yeah. And
anybody live lining yet?
You know what? We haven't seen any spot, and really that's the candy for the striper.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So I have a few people said they've tried with perch and not much luck yet.
Yeah. Okay. I got you. Okay, cool. Well, we've got some fish at Hackett's from what you're telling me, and
yep.
And I got a picture last night. A guy was sent me from the shore, and I don't know where he was. He could have been in Hawaii. Could have been in, who knows.
Right.
But on the upper shore somewhere, with a big old crab next to a ruler,
uh-huh.
7.5 inches point to point.
Beautiful. We saw a 7.75 out of the Magothy the other day.
And they said they were all that size.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
All that size. So that's pretty good.
I had somebody bring me a 9.25-inch crab out of the Y last week to show me.
Now, did you register it as a citation for
yes,
the fishing challenge?
Yeah, it has to be 9 inches.
So we got a 9-inch crab
yep.
in the fishing challenge.
Yep, 9.25.
Did anybody take a picture of it?
I'm sure, yes, I think a couple of my employees did.
Well, you know, it would be really good to have that photo in the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine, of which you are a participant.
That's a great idea.
I know it's a great idea, courtesy of Fishbones. And
yes.
And we do have an article on the fishing challenge that talks about the crabs, so we could put that right in there.
That would be great.
Yeah, what do you think? Can you send that photo to me?
I think I can send it to you, possibly even today.
That would be the best.
Great.
All right, bud. Thanks for the information.
Everybody,
and
enjoy the weekend.
Hey, man, you'll sell those steamers now with those 7, 8, 9-inch crabs in there.
You'll need those big steamers.
Big steamer. You'll need a bushel and a half steamer at Fishbones to steam a dozen of those 9-inch crabs.
That's
right.
That's right.
All right, buddy.
Take care.
Have a good weekend. See you, bud. Yep. Bye bye. There he goes. Rob in your car. What's up, Rob?
Well, I grew up fishing in Loch Raven and Liberty and Pretty Boy.
Yeah.
And I used to go fishing with my father, and he never showed me where the fish were. Never. I mean, I would go fishing with him. We'd go out there, and he'd walk off, come back with like 3 or 4 bass. And I'd catch the only bass I ever caught at Loch Raven when I was fishing with my father. It bled to death on the hook, and I had to just, you know, bury it, you know. A little tiny guy. But out at Liberty, I have a friend of mine that actually showed me where all the fish were out there, you know, for going bass fishing,
mm-hmm.
for going out there and trying to catch the rock.
Mm-hmm.
And when they do the put-and-take trout,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if you get on there for that, but he showed me when they put them in, like, an area,
mm-hmm.
They get on there by that lower dam, by the bridge they put them in,
mm-hmm.
and they just swim around in a circle because they grew up in ponds swimming around in circles. And, I mean, just like people that can give you advice, like take the advice from them. That's all I got to say. I have one question. I get out of Robert E. Lee Park sometimes, and every now and then I'll see somebody down there with a skull just ruined. And I've got a canoe, and I was wondering about trying to get a permit to get in there.
I have no information for you. What's the name of the park?
Robert E. Lee Park.
Oh, Robert E. Lee Park.
Yeah.
You'll have to contact the city or somebody who knows more about it than I do on that one.
I've had people tell me that, but I'm you know, it's just something I call and get a runaround, and nobody really knows anything about it.
Yeah. Did you try Tochterman's downtown?
I've been in there since I was a kid. I drive by it all the time, but
Rob, that's your fault because you need to get in there, and they could probably give you the information on that if you ask them. You know where they are? 1925 Eastern Avenue. Sure. Or give him a call. You want the phone number?
Oh, no, that's okay. I got to wait until I get by there in a work truck again.
Well, stop in and ask him if you want some access. I mean, those guys have been around since 1916. They probably know a little bit.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
All right, Rob. Take care. Speaking of Tochterman's, 1925 Eastern Avenue in Fells Point. They're jammed up today with all the activity downtown, all the ships and that type of thing, and that's okay. They've been busy, and we like to hear that. But if you'd like to see over 1,000 fishing rods on display or 600 reels that you can lay your hands on and try out and touch and turn and twist and, you know, do all that, check it out right there at Tochterman's. If you'd like to see racks and racks and racks of bait for striped bass or the bay or bottom fishing or bass fishing, if you'd like to see complete fly tying and fly fishing section, well, you've gone to the right place. And if you'd like to experience the biggest, nicest, fattest, juiciest, most succulent, tasty, and delicious bloodworms on planet Earth, and maybe in the solar system. I'm not sure about Uranus, if they have bloodworms there or not, but possibly. If not, you want to stop by Tochterman's at 1925 Eastern Avenue. On these hot, sunny days, Costa Del Mar sunglasses. On these rainy days, they've got all the rain gear you could need, want, or imagine. They've got waders and boots and everything and anything for fishing. 1925 Eastern Avenue, Fells Point, 2.5 blocks east of Broadway on Eastern Avenue. Nice place. Same family name, same location since 1916, and local experts to fill you in on any type of fishing you want to do. 410-327-6942, 410-327-6942 for Tochterman's Tackle, downtown Baltimore, all fishing all the time. And please call. We've got room for one or two more callers. We'll be glad to talk to you. But while you're calling, allow me to remind you of the Maryland Fishing Challenge. It is time for the Maryland Fishing Challenge from now through Labor Day. All you have to do is go fishing. That's right, Diamond Jim, a tagged rockfish. He's got a little spaghetti green tag coming out of his belly with a magic number on it. That may you catch that right, the right rockfish with the right number and match it up. It could be worth $10,000 to you if you catch by the end of June, $20,000 by the end of July if you don't catch them in June. And you know what? There's $500 imposters out there. Every fish you catch that has a bright green spaghetti tag on it, it was tagged this year in the Maryland Fishing Challenge. It's worth $500. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish and register your catch, certify it, you're in. It's that easy. And you heard Bud talk about a crab, 9 1/4-inch crab. Big old crab. Big, big old crab. Well, they're available for citations, too. Any citation center can help you out. 60 species of fish in the Chesapeake, freshwater, tidal rivers, offshore, you that qualify. You could win great prizes like the boat motor and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, maybe even a vacation from the World Fishing Network. Stop by your local fish and citation center. Visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2012 Maryland Fishing Challenge featuring Diamond Jim and honoring Lefty Cray. www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you, feeling lucky?
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, we just got an email from Bobby Hawkins down at Bay Linex at Glen Burnie. Wanted to give Bobby a shout-out again. Thank you for being a great sponsor for the Outdoorsman radio show here, Bobby. And Bedliner's doing just fine, holding up just fine. And we just appreciate you being a sponsor here, Bay Linex at Glen Burnie. You can probably give Bobby a call right now. And he would be able to help you out. He's in the shop, I believe. And that number is 410-789-0199. If you'd like a great bedliner in your pickup truck or you'd like to get any kind of industrial coating. The new technology is the Spartex coating, the floor coating for your garage, primarily new construction. Let them come out and take a look at it. I mean, if your concrete's all beat up, dented, and cracked, then it's not going to work for you. But if you got like a basement floor or a shed or something like that, maybe a new garage, you'd like to have a Linex industrial coating on there. The Spartex floor coating is just spectacular, and you can check all that out on baylinex.com on their website or give Bobby a call. I think he got his email, so he must be in the shop. I know he comes in just about every day, and early on Saturday is when he has work lined up for Saturday. So it's good. Good folks, good people, good company. Nationwide lifetime warranty and all that. 410-922-6680. How about being the last caller of the day and going out with a bang here, if you would? 410-WCBM-680. We've got time for you. Give us a call about anything you'd like to talk about. Fishing, hunting, crabbing, the outdoors. Oh, come on. There's got to be something on your mind. Got to be a question out there you've been wanting to ask. Don't be afraid. We don't ask you for your real name. Just give us a name and we'll try to answer that question for you. Hopefully you enjoyed the show today. If you'd like to contact me, you can get in touch through email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Ellis Outdoors is the website. You can listen to the podcast 24/7, 365. Any of the shows you'd like to hear again are online, and our great web guy, Brian Tilton, up there in New Hampshire, puts them on in a timely fashion. And then he sends me a bill at the end of the month, which I like. But anyway, Brian is becoming a noted talk show host of his own up there in New Hampshire, and sent me information this week, which we didn't have time to share today, about the Moose Lottery. Their station actually broadcasts the Moose Lottery for New Hampshire when they pull all the moose permits for the state. They broadcast it live on their air. They have sponsors. The furniture company gave away a flex steel recliner. They had the governor there. They had a lot of politicians there. They had a lot of wildlife officials there. And it would be really, really nice to have a bear lottery broadcast live right here on the Outdoorsman radio show sometime. Take a couple hours and name all the names. Wouldn't that be fun? Yeah, I think that'd be great. Maybe we could, you know, pick a time to do that. But trying to get wildlife officials to look at that is, well, it's a Herculean task or Herculean task. Which is it? Maybe it is Herculean. Well, I wouldn't say that. But that was named after Hercules. Yes, a Greek god of whatever he was. What was he the Greek god of? Maybe. I know he was a strong guy, but, you know. The guy that played him on TV, you know, he had like a couple of strokes. Did you know that when he was in his late 30s? Kevin, what's his name? Kevin Sorbo, yeah. Yeah, and the other babe, Lucy Lawless, what's she looking at? Some jail time now for something? I don't know what that's all about. But is that her, the one that's going to jail? Ah, I didn't hear that. Well, one of those on the, what was that, Xena, I guess. Hey, Mike, how you doing? Hi, buddy. How are you? A lot of people showing up here at the last minute. We got Mike over here from Sunoco, and we got Alan Summers. He just came in. He's got all his garden tools with him. He's got his shovel and his rake and his hoe with him. And it's just become a regular community in here so early in the morning. I have a sneaking suspicion that this call is probably for the garden club. Am I right? No, I mean, we ask them 5 minutes ago to call, but when you wait till the music, you're not going to get it, unfortunately. That's too bad. All right, well, look, maybe that was Bobby. Was that Bobby Hawkins? Wasn't Bobby Hawkins? Okay. All right, well, cool. I'll get Bobby a call here later. Hey, we thank you for joining us today. We appreciate your participation. We hope you were entertained a little bit, educated, and enlightened, and informed.